Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Reish Beis. We don't say Ra Ov, hunger, but we instead say Arev, which is very dear and delightful. Ayin Reish Beis, Omud Beis. And we're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we are beginning a brand new section called Hilchos Eruvei Tchumim. We've been discussing Tchum till now, and now we're going to be discussing a person who wants to make his Mokum Shvitza, his focal point, not where he physically is, but where his meals for Shabbos are. This is called an Eruvei Tchumim, which we'll understand momentarily why it's called that name. And we're going to start off over here in Simen Tov Ches with Din Hanochas HaEruv UKniyas HaShvisa. How do you go about placing your Eruv Tchumim in order that you should be Kone a different Mokum Shvisa than where you physically are? And here we have a very unusual situation where we first have a Ramah before we have a Mechaber. And the Ramah starts off with Sif Aleph, and he writes, Mutul LaOrev Eruvei Tchumim. A person is allowed l'chatchila to go and make an Erev Tchumim, in other words, to change his Mokum Shvisa from where he physically is to where his meals are. And via doing so, v'liknos Shvisa sof ha-tchum, and therefore to change around his Tchum, instead of where he is, and having that as his focal point and going 2,000 amas in all direction, he can move his Shvisa, his place where he's considered at the focal point, 2,000 amos away from where he is, and use that as his new focal point. And the Ramah is telling us this l'chatchila, you're allowed to do this, because, as we'll see, the lashon of the Mechaber is a lashon of bidyevit only after the fact. So the Ramah is telling us over here that you're even allowed to do this l'chatchila, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat and Aleph. Hainu, av she'ein la'odom lahalik b'shabas mimokum shvisoso rak alpayim, even though there is a din of tchum, which according to almost all is the Rabbanon of 2,000 amos from where you are, as we've already learned, k'mur le'el b'simen shinsa the rabbis permitted you to change your Mokum Shvisa from where you are to 2,000 amos, let's say to the east, and then go another 2,000 amos from that new Mokum Shvisa. So de facto, from where you are, you can actually go 4,000 amos in one direction via Ayidei Sheminiach Mazon Shte Sudos, by putting out the meals over there, and that will become the new Mokum Shvisa for you. And this will be done, if you wish to, Besof Alpayim, at the edge of where you could have traveled, at the 2,000 Amma mark, Mimokum Shu'omid Bein HaShmashas, from where you physically are at the Bein HaShmashas, which would normally be the place where you'd get your Mokum Shvisa. And via doing this, Ayidei Zeh, Chashvina Lo Kilu Haisa Shvisas HaShom. We view it as if you were there, not only that your food is there, but as if you were there as well, and therefore, that's your new focal point, V'yeshu L'Halech HaPayim L'Chol Ruach Mimokum Ahu. And you'd be allowed to go and have that as your focal point, and go 2,000 Ammas in every direction from that place where your food is. Since the Mechaber is going to say over here, if you did this, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah explains, Hosif HaRamah, the Gam L'Chatchila Motar L'Arev. The Ramah is telling us over here that you can do this even L'Chatchila. And we will learn L'Kamen and Simin Tov Tezvav Nizbar de L'Chatchila Davka L'Dvar Mitzvah. There we'll learn that you really should only do this if you're doing it for a Dvar Mitzvah. However, Ubi D'Yevet, even after the fact, if you didn't do it L'Dvar Mitzvah, in Erev L'Dvar HaRishus, you did it for some personal reason, Eruvo Erev, it does work nevertheless. The issue footnote number 2 brings down that even though in regards to an Erev Chatzeros or Shita Vavoyos, we said it's a mitzvah to do so, to prevent people from being over an Isser of carrying, over here, Ein Mitzvah L'Chazer Achar Erev Tchum. Here, there is no mitzvah in general, just stam to make an Erev Tchumim, because Adarabah, that could lead to more trouble, because people could easily go outside the Tchum without realizing that they're doing so. But if you're doing it for mitzvah purposes, the rabbis did allow you to do so, even l'chatchila. In Dirshu footnote number 1, he brings down that this heter over here of Erev Tchumim, the Ramban asks over here, according to those that say Tchum is a din midor raisa, it's min ha-Torah, so how could the rabbis, via an Erev, permit something that would otherwise be also midor raisa? So he responds and he says that it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai that you're allowed to do this. Or, kivan shadaito lishbos b'mokum zeh, v'yomar tehei shvisasi b'mokum ploni, since his intention is to be in that place, that is considered over there as that actually is his place. And therefore, he's not over the issa d'araisa of al yetze ish mimukomo, if you want to hold that tchum is a din d'araisa. He furthermore brings down from the Tur, and the Elie Rabbah explains the Tur as follows. He wants to suggest that the only way you can make an Erev Tchumim is if you hold that Tchum is the Din Rabbanan. But according to those that say Tchum is the Din Midaraisa, you in fact cannot make an Erev Tchumim. However, the Elie Rabbah himself doesn't agree with this. And he says it's mashma shaladas Rav Meir tuchumim min haTorah umikol makom moel eruv afilu pas. Nevertheless, even according to that opinion, you're still allowed to make an eruv with bread. And he writes, how can you say this? How come it's not a problem of issa deraisa being matted over here by the eruv? So he says the kavan of the Torah is lahalacha tuchumim min derabanan, and that's why an eruv tuchumim works over here. And according to the opinion, it says tuchum is deraisa. So then you must say that the makar in the Torah, that moel eruv pas, is a halacha l'moshe miSinai, and this is also the explanation of the Tosefes Shabbos. Finally, Dershu footnote number 3 has an akdama to the Mechaber that we're about to momentarily read. And he brings down, based upon the Gemara in Erevin, that says, Shemihiniach Erev, v'hisgalgel ho'erev el michutz l'tchum. If you put down your Erev, and your Erev, where you placed it, actually rolls out beyond the Tchum, where you could reach it when you're physically standing where you are in Erev Shabbos, he says, then that is not any longer going to be an Erev Tchumim for you. And Rashi explains over there that the reason why this will not work for you is because you have to go more than 2,000 amas from where you are to the place where the Erev has rolled, and therefore that's not allowed. Now the Rishonim over here bring down the following scenario. Ma yaseh, what should somebody do? Mishador bi'ir gedol, somebody lives in a big city. Umibeso at kitzeya ir yeshosu mi'alpayim amma. From his house until the end of the city is more than 2,000 amas. Shari im yoniach es eruvo mi'chutz lir, and if he were to put his eruv outside the city, within 2,000 amas of the wall of the city, yeah, eruv rochok mi'beso yosem mi'alpayim, then the eruv where it is actually going to be more than 2,000 amas from his house. And is this allowed or is this not allowed? So he brings down three shittas. The first one is the Rashba, from the Tshuvas HaRashba. And he writes, if the physical Erev, where you put your two meals, is more than 2,000 amas from your house, so then eino moel al she'eino rochok apayim ha'ir, then the fact that it's within 2,000 amas of the city doesn't help you. Since you wanted to make your Erev over there, outside the city, and that's more than 2,000 amas from where you are, that Erev is now going to prevent you from moving at all, because maybe that's your Erev, or maybe where you are is your Erev. And therefore, you're considered a chamar gomol. You're both like a donkey and a camel over here. Ubot lo shvisaso gami beso. You've lost your rights from your house, and you've lost your rights from that place over there. And this is also the opinion of the El Yerabba in the name of the Ravon. And you can see from these words, Mukach midvarav, sha erev tzorch lios besoch apayim amal beso. Your erev that you're putting out the two meals must be within 2,000 amas of your house. And therefore, in beso rachok mikzeo ir yosem apayim amal, if your house is more than 2,000 amas from the borders of the city, ein lo takonim erev, then the erev will not work for you if it's outside the city. Second opinion is the tour. And the tour brings down, sheim lon bi'iro, if you're in your city where you are living, and you could go without that city, and then the 2,000 amos beyond the city limits. So even though in this situation your Erev is actually further than 2,000 amos from where you are, but it's within the city limits, it's within that 2,000 amos outside the city, so then that is a good functioning Erev for you. He says, however, also, lahalech chutz le'iro letzad hasheni, but you can't go out 2,000 amos in the other direction, as you were not koni yeshvisa in the other direction, you were koni yeshvisa only in this direction where you put down the two meals. And there are three reasons over here as to why the Torah paskins the way he did. The first one from the Achronim is the Evan Ozer, who brings down, Shekivin Sheshovaz bi Avir Mechitzo Seir, Ben Ashmosha, since you were physically within the Avir of the city, the entire city is Nechsha for you Dalin Amos, and therefore you're within 2,000 Amos of the Erev, even though you're not physically within 2,000 Amos of the Erev when you walk from your house. Second reason, the Chayyadim. He says, Shemir Tzorech Lolo Chutz Lebeso B'samach L'choma, he says, if they made you go and physically be outside over there, that's not pleasant, that's not nice. And therefore, tiknu chacham shekol yir tia avuro kidalet amos. In this situation, they gave you the entire city as dalet amos, so to say, as a bonus. The Chazon Ish gives a third opinion over here. He says, shedavka achar shalom bebeso, it's only after you are in your house, then nasis lo kol yir kidalet amos. Then the whole city is like dalet amos for you. However, before then, you wouldn't be allowed to do this. Finally, the third explanation over here is from the Rambam. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins like this Rambam. And that is, once you have the Erev more than 2,000 amos from your house, then you lost the ability to count the city as your dalet amos. And he says, why this Rambam paskins this way and why the Shulchan Aruch paskins this way is a machlokus of the Achronim as well. The Ola Shabbos explains, Sha'erev moel dafka in beso ein rochok yosem yapayim amam eiruvo. The Erev over here works only if it's within 2,000 amas of where you are. Avokisha Erev rochok mi beso. queso. If it's more than that, ain't a moil klal. It doesn't help you at all. And this is actually the sheet of the Rashba and the Ravon that says you're like a chamor gomol over here. You can't do either one. And if you want that Erev to work, you better move from your house and be within 2,000 amas of that Erev outside the city, as long as you're physically within 2,000 amas of it, it works. On the other hand, the Magen Avraham argues with the Ola Shabbos, and the Magen Avraham understands the Rambam and Shulchan Aruch as follows. Shemoel Erev, the Erev works over here, even though it's more than 2,000 amas from your house. And the reasoning is, in the case that the Gemara had, that your Erev, the meals, rolled outside the Tchum, was because you couldn't get there during the Banish Marshals. And in this situation, you could. Because the Erev is within 2,000 amas of the city limits, so you have the entire city, and then the 2,000 amas, and therefore you could reach the Erev. So the Mechaber over here paskins like this Rambam, and the Ramah paskins like the Tur, the second opinion, that as long as you are in your city, so even though you're more than 2,000 amas away from the Erev will still work for you. With this huge introduction, now we can begin the Mechaber. And the Mechaber writes, Mi shiyotza me'ir be'erev Shabbos. If somebody left his city on Erev Shabbos, v'niach mozon shtei seudos, he puts the Erev, which is the amount of food for two seudos, rochok me'ir, beyond the city limits, however, besoch ha-tchum, within the 2,000 amas of the tchum of the city. The kavash v'sas ha-shom, and he says, that's the place where my meal is, that's where I want my focal point to be. So, af apishu chozal le'ir v'lon bevei, so even though before Shabbos starts, he goes back to his house, nevertheless, nachshov also kilu shovas v'mokum shiniach bo ha-shtei sudos. That place where the meals are, the two sudos are, that is his focal point, not his house. V'zeo ha-nikwa, this is what we call a ruvei t'chumim. It's a mixture of the two t'chumim over here, his own t'chum and the new t'chum that he has, and that's why it's called a ruvei t'chumim, and this is a heter gomer. V'yesh l'halach mimakom a ruvo l'mochar alpayim amal l'choruach, and that is his new focal point, and then on Shabbos, that's his focal point, and go 2,000 amas from that meals in every direction. And therefore, l'fikoch, yishu mahalach mimakom a ruvo l'mochar alpayim amal k'neged a'ir, when he goes from his Erev, where the food is, and 2,000 amas in every direction, Eino mahalach b'ir, elatzof midoso. He doesn't get the city to be entirely considered like Dalet Amos, like it is right now when he's in the city, but he only gets from his Mokum Shvisa, where the new food is placed, and that's his new Mokum Shvisa, he only gets 2,000 amas, and whatever the city is swallowed up within that 2,000 amas is fine, unless he swallows up the whole city, as we'll see. However, v'mhoyisoyir muvlas v'soch midoso, if it swallows up the whole city, for example, he puts the Erev 1,000 amma outside the city, and the city's only 500 ammas long. So now, when you go back the 1,000 ammas from the new Mokum Shvisa, where the Erev Tchumim is, you go 1,000 ammas, and then you swallow up the city with another 500 ammas, so then the city only counts as Dalet Amos. Techosh of Yer Kulo ki Arba Amos, v'yashlim idasu chutzla. So now you've traveled 1,004 ammas, not 1,500 ammas, and you'd still have another over here, 996 ammas that you still could travel. For example, if he hit his Erev 1,000 amma to the east of the city, he gets to go another 2,000 amma to the Mizrach, and he can get to go back the other direction, 2,000 amma in the Marav direction. And Elif Shemino Erev Abeso, for example, the 1,000 from the Erev to his house, Elif Amma Abeso was so here, and then he can travel another 1,000 Amma within the city, but he can't walk the entire city. He'd only have that 1,000 Amma in the city. So if the city is 3,000 Amma, he's only can traveling the first 1,000 Amma of it. However, as long as it's less than 1,000 Amma, so it's 999 Amma that he uses up, so he has his 1,000 Amma to get there, and then 999 Amma, then in this situation, so his 2,000 amas would be outside the city. So then we view the city as 4 amos, as I said before. So it's only as if he's walked 1,004 amos and he still has 996 to go. And he gets to finish off the 996 outside the city. But if it didn't use up the entire city with his tchum, in other words, the city was more than 1,000 amma, so he had 1,000 amma outside the city, and now he travels 1,000 amma inside the city, and there's another 5 amma left to the city, so then he's not entitled to view the city as 4 ammos. He only is allowed to go up to 1,000 amma into the city, and the rest of the city he cannot walk. Lefikoch, therefore, the Mechaber concludes, if he puts the tchum exactly 2,000 ammas outside the city, so hifsit is kolir, now he can't go back into the city at all. So then from his new Makom Shvisa, for the place where the Erev is, he can only walk 2,000 Amos, which is right till the city wall. And he wouldn't be allowed to go even one Amma further in that direction. But he would be able to go 2,000 Amos additional from the place where his Erev is in the further direction away from the city. Now, this was a somewhat complicated machaber over here. Without diagrams and doing it orally like this is a little bit difficult maybe to understand. Hopefully, now let's go through the Mishnah Berurah and maybe we can catch up if anything was unclear. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Beis tells us, you don't have to place the two meals there yourself. Somebody else can do it for you. As we'll learn, we'll learn in the next Siman in Siman Tuf Tes. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though it's more than 2,000 amos from your house, since it's within the tum of the ear, you're allowed to do this. As opposed to, if you did it more than 2,000 amos from the outside of the city, so then you can't go and reach it, and therefore it's not an Erev. It's too far away for you to reach it. So therefore, if you made that your Mokum Shvisa, and you're 2,000 amos plus away from it, then you're stuck, then you're the Chamar Gamal that we talked about earlier. You're neither here nor there. You made that your focal point. You put the food there to acquire for you that as your focal point. So Sivkot and Hey, even though you go back, you went back. You went back while it was still Erev Shabbos. Because you waited there till after Shabbos started. And you don't need the food at all. As we'll learn in the next siman in Siv Zayin, that wherever you are, that's your Mokum Shvitza, unless you make a Erev Techumen. Sivkot and Vav, Zeo Nikra Erev Techumim. Why is it called Erev Techumim? Nikra Kain, it's called this. Lefi Shuma Erev Techumim Shelo Haya Yochol Leilach Botchila, because it makes the place where you weren't able to go to because that was too far away. In Matchum Shoya Yochol Leilach Bo, with the Tchum that you have right now, and that's why it's called a mixture over here of the Tchum. Sivkot and Zayin, therefore, Lefi Koch, the Mechaber is telling us, wrote Salomar, the Iker Shvitzos Nasa Yedei Zeh B'Makom Erev. The place where you're putting the food is now your focal point. V'lochenim wrote Salach Zoli Iro, and if you want to go back to your city, you can't. That's your new focal point. You only have 2,000 amos from that new focal point. And even if you haven't left your house, if there is 2,000 amos from the place, the Mokum Shvisa, to your house, then you can't move one iota, one inch, to your Mariv side if your Erev is 2,000 amos, the Mokum Shvisa that you made is 2,000 amos to the Mizrach side. You can't even move in the city, afilu ama achas. And even if you change your mind, it doesn't help you. Once that was your Shvisa at the start of Shabbos, that's what it is. Sivkot and Ches, the Mishnah says, if it ends up, as we said, in the middle of the city, you can only go up to the middle of the city where the end of your tum ends, and you don't get the rest of the city, the chanal, as we've already explained. Sivkot and Tess, so when we said if it's swallowing up the entire city, then you do get the city's dalet amos, ladakba pachos, elohu adin im kolso midas elef bisov ha'ir bishava, even if it ends exactly at the end of the 2,000 amos, at the end of the city, gam ken kolir nechshav ki arba amos. Even in this situation, you get the entire city as dalet amos. Others say, however, the Eshomim de Divri Shulchan Aruch b'diyukahu. No, they say no. It specifically was pachos. Mishum de b'mida zushal apayim amah beinonios misur l'chol adam. Because this 2,000 amas is not exactly correct. It's handed over to everybody, so to say. The Efshol Letzamsin. It's very difficult to say it exactly is 2,000 amas. And therefore, avakeni chmira poskim. Therefore, the rabbis were machmir over here, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch said pachos shiyakula hamida chutz l'ir davku. You have to make sure that you go beyond the city in order to be able to swallow up the whole city as dalet amos. Under extenuating circumstances, you can rely upon the more first lenient opinion that we brought down over here, that even if the 2,000 amos totally is swallowed up at the end of the 2,000 amos by the city, you can say that its city is dalet amos. Finally, Sivkot and Yud. Why did he say from his house and not from the place that he put the Erev 2,000 amas outside the city, because if it's more than 2,000 amas, he could reach it from his house, because it's within the tchum from his house, if we started off there, as we said in Sivkot and Gimel. But to go from that new mokum shvisa to your house, that you can't do. You'd have to stay at one of the other houses over there, because you can't go all the way back, as we have already explained. I know this was somewhat complicated to understand outside. I hope it was clear. Please chazer it over. With that, we conclude today's shir.